天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小华，工厂张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。我们现在正在学习的课题是认识基督。小华相信透过这个系列的学习，大家对自己与基督的关系一定有了更深的认识和了解。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来讨论有关焦虑的问题，因为在我们生活中常常会无缘无故的焦虑。那麦克牧师将会带领我们一起来分享如何能够在这各种各样的焦虑中学会依靠神的大能，将忧虑真正的卸给他。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们来打开圣经，一起领受从神而来的话语吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you once more to this broadcast.
欢迎你再次收听这个节目。
Our world is becoming more and more anxious.
当今人们变得越来越焦躁不安。
Yet regardless of the times we live in, some people are anxious and worried when they have no reason to be.
其实任何一个年代都有人会无缘无故的杞人忧天。
I have read that anxiety has become a common psychotic malady.
我发现焦虑已经成为当今最常见的精神疾病。
But some of that anxiety is self-imposed.
可是很多时候焦虑却是我们强加给自己的。
The truth is that we all worry about something.
不错，我们都会为一些事而担心。
But what should you do with your anxiety?
但问题是，我们应该如何面对这些焦虑呢？
You can let it consume you.
你要么就是让焦虑来摧残你。
Or let it lead you into deep love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
或者让焦虑把你带到耶稣基督面前，使你更爱主。
You can try to tranquilize it and deny it.
你要么就否认自己有焦虑，装作没事一样。
Or you can use it as a stepping stone to elevate your love for Jesus Christ to a higher level.
或者就把它当成你与主亲近的台阶，借此让你对主的爱进到更高之处。
There are two choices we have in dealing with anxiety.
在面对焦虑的时候，我们有两种选择。
And that is why the Bible exhorts us not to be anxious.
因此圣经教导我们不要忧虑。
Every time the Bible says do not be anxious,
每当圣经提到不要忧虑的时候，
it immediately goes on to say cast your anxiety on the Lord.
总会紧接着提醒我们要把忧虑卸给神。
Don't be anxious,
不要忧虑，
but give thanks and praise for what the Lord can do.
而是要感谢赞美神大能的作为。
Don't be anxious,
不要忧虑，
but remember that he cares for you.
而是要记住神眷顾你。
As I said, we all have different reasons for anxiety.
刚才我说过，我们都会为着不同的理由而忧虑。
Someone may not be anxious about illness.
有些人可能不为病痛忧虑。
But can be anxious about money.
但他们却会为了钱财而担心。
Someone may not be anxious about money.
有些人可能不为钱财忧愁。
But they can be anxious about their children.
但他们却为着孩子而挂虑。
Someone may not be anxious about their children.
有些人可能不是为孩子担心。
But they are anxious about their health.
但他们却为自己的健康忧虑。
We all get anxious about different things.
我们都为着不同的事情忧虑。
I have read about two mothers of teenage daughters who were talking to each other.
我曾经读过一段对话，是两位母亲在谈到他们进入青春期女儿的时候说的。
One said to the other,
其中一位母亲对另外一位说，
I am anxious because my daughter does not tell me anything.
我很担心，因为我的女儿什么都不告诉我。
The other mother said,
另外一个妈妈说，
I am anxious because my daughter tells me everything.
我很担心，因为我的女儿把什么都告诉我了。
Most anxieties can be summarized under three headings.
忧虑大概可以归纳为以下三类。
Number one,
第一，
anxiety about the future.
担心将来。
Secondly,
第二，
anxiety about failure.
担心失败。
Thirdly,
第三，
anxiety about feebleness.
担心自己软弱无力。
First, anxiety about the future.
第一是为将来忧虑。
This type of anxiety probably has the largest membership list.
这种忧虑的范围最广了。
And it stretches from fearing that you are not in the will of God all the way to being anxious about world peace.
有些人担心自己没有行在神的旨意中，但也有人为世界和平的问题坐立不安。
I have met people who were rich by any measures, and yet they were anxious that they will become homeless and destitute.
有些人虽然财富无数，但他们还是担心有一天自己会变得孤苦伶仃，无家可归。
And that is why worry about the future is irrational.
由此可见，为明天忧虑是不需要理由的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you don't know what is going to happen.
因为你不知道明天会出什么事儿。
And even if you did, you cannot do anything about it.
即使你知道会发生什么，你也无能为力。
Someone once said that anxiety is like a rocking chair.
有人说焦虑好像是一把摇椅。
It is going nowhere, but it gives you something to do.
虽然徒劳无功，但却让你晃来晃去，忙个不停。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4:11-13.
保罗在腓立比书四章十一节到十三节这样说：
I have learned in whatever state I am in to be contented.
我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
I know how to be abased and how to abound.
我知道怎样处卑微，也知道怎样处丰富。
In all circumstances, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and want.
或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
I can do all things in him who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I think many of us can write words like this.
我想我们都很容易就写得出这种话来。
But only from the comfort of a safe and peaceful place.
但是只能在安逸舒适的环境下才能写得出来。
But could you write it from a prison cell?
可是当你被困在监狱里时，还能写得出这样的话吗？
I don't think that I could have written this from a mice-infested Roman dungeon.
对我来说，如果我被困在与老鼠为伴的罗马地牢里，我是绝对写不出这些话来的。
But that's where Paul was when he wrote these words.
可是保罗就是在这种环境里写下了这番话的。
So what is Paul saying to us?
那么保罗是想要对我们说些什么呢？
He is saying that I am not worried about the future.
他的意思是说，我不为明天忧虑。
Because my future is in God's hands.
因为我知道神掌管明天。
And I have learned to trust God.
而且我已经学会了要信靠他。
I cannot worry about the future.
我不会为将来忧虑。
Because I have learned that in all things, God weaves together a tapestry for His purpose.
因此我已经学会了，神按照他自己的旨意，叫万事都互相效力。
I am not afraid of the future.
我不用惧怕明天。
Because I have learned that God loves me with a love that I cannot comprehend.
因为我知道神会用他那难以明了的大爱来爱我。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心地听。
Whenever you get tempted to be anxious,
每当忧虑来侵扰你的时候，
begin to claim the promises of God.
你要信靠神的应许。
That he who began a good work in you is able to bring it to completion.
那位创始成终的神，怎样在你内心动工，他也必完成自己的工作。
That means that as long as you stay close to him, you don't have to be anxious.
也就是说，只要你肯亲近他，就不需要担心什么。
And at those moments of anxiety, your love for Jesus grows deeper and stronger.
而且因着这些令人担心的时刻，你与主的关系会更密切，你也会更坚定地爱他。
Because in the midst of your anxiety, you can remember the promises of God.
因为在忧愁之际，你会想起主的应许。
And you can turn your anxiety into an opportunity to love the Lord Jesus Christ more.
并且可以化忧愁为爱主更深的机会。
So much about the anxiety for the future.
好，有关为明天忧虑这方面我就谈到这里。
Then there is anxiety of failure.
第二种担忧是对失败的恐惧。
I want to tell you something that a lot of people know about me.
我要告诉你关于我的一些事儿，其实很多人已经知道的。
I have experienced many failures in my life.
我一生当中经历过许多失败。
But I did not allow my failure to be my undertaker.
但我没有让这些个失败置我于死地。
But rather I allowed my failures to be my teacher.
而是让失败成为我的良师。
I did not allow my failure to be a dead-end street.
我没有因为失败而走投无路。
But merely a detour.
失败反而成为我的转折点。
You can let anxiety over failure paralyze you or drive you.
你可以让失败的焦虑控制你，使你无法动弹。你也可以让失败成为驱使你前进的动力。
Whenever I experience failure, I pray that God would use my failure as a springboard and not as a ditch.
当我经历失败的时候，我呼求神让失败成为我飞跃的跳板，而不是泥坑。
And God more than answers my prayers.
神不仅答应了我的祈求。
And instead of developing anxiety about failure,
我没有因为失败而焦虑。
I learned to love the Lord Jesus Christ more in times of anxiety.
反而还在忧愁当中操练更加爱主。
Whatever failure you have faced or are facing,
不论你过去或现在经历过何种失败，
do not let it be a monster that drags you down.
都不要让失败把你拖垮了。
Allow God to use it as a springboard to propel you upward and heavenward.
只要你愿意，神就要把你的失败化作跳板，让你腾空飞起，飞向属灵的高天。
Let it be a time in which your love for Jesus Christ grows deeper.
让失败成为你爱主更深的美好良机。
Anxiety of the future.
第一是为将来忧虑。
Anxiety of failure.
第二是为失败而忧虑。
Finally, there is anxiety about feebleness and weakness.
第三是为自己的软弱而焦虑。
Men particularly are not very good at admitting their weaknesses.
尤其是男人都不愿意承认自己的软弱。
Yet when I look to the Apostle Paul, a man of true strength,
可是当我看到使徒保罗，他才是真正刚强的那一位。
And then hear him say to the Corinthians,
当我听到他对哥林多教会的人这么说，
I will gladly boast of my weakness.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
So when I read these words of the Apostle Paul, I realize that we have got it all wrong.
当我读到保罗说这话的时候，我发现原来我们都错了。
We have allowed Satan to develop a stronghold of prideful arrogance in our lives.
我们容许撒旦借着骄傲自负来霸占我们的生命。
We have allowed Satan to develop a stronghold of hypocrisy and pretending.
我们容让魔鬼借着假冒伪善来控制我们。
There are so many people who are terrified that someone will discover the real weakness.
多少人害怕有那么一天，旁人会发现他们的内心真正的弱点。
Someone will expose their feebleness.
他们害怕被人揭发自己的软弱。
Someone will divulge their frailty.
害怕自己的缺陷暴露出来。
But this type of anxiety is rooted in pride.
其实这种焦虑是从骄傲产生的。
And there is no virtue in it whatsoever.
那毫无益处。
The moment you say publicly that you are weak in every area of your life,
当你坦白承认你生命中各方面的弱点的时候，
you will be liberated.
你就会获得释放。
You may be anxious that you might not measure up to others' expectations of you.
也许你会很担心自己不符合别人的期望。
You may be anxious that you will not receive people's admiration.
也许你会害怕旁人不再尊敬你了。
And yet it is only when we confess our weaknesses that we become candidates for God's strength.
然而唯有当你承认自己的软弱时，你才可以接受神所赐的大能。
Anxiety over our weaknesses is Satan's way of creating a stronghold in our lives.
为自己的弱点感到焦虑，就给撒旦有机可乘，侵入我们的生命来控制我们。
And the only way to fight against this is to be able to say with the Apostle Paul,
因此抵挡撒旦最好的办法就是像使徒保罗那样说的。
It is only when I'm weak that I really know the strength of the Lord.
因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
And as you come to know the strength of the Lord,
当你认识到主的大能，
then you will love him more deeply.
你才会更深地爱他。
As you come to experience his supernatural strength,
当你经历他超然的能力，
your love for him will be cemented.
你对他的爱才会更加稳固。
As you come to depend on his supernatural power,
当你学会依靠他的大能，
your love for him will know no bounds.
你对他的爱才会没有拦阻。
As you come to live in his supernatural strength,
当你靠着他超然的大能而活时，
you will adore him with all your heart.
你才会全心全意地爱慕他。
As you learn to say with John the Baptist,
当你学会像施洗约翰那样说，
He must increase and I must decrease.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Only then will you feel Jesus' embrace.
只有这样你才能感受到耶稣的大爱四面环绕着你。
But my listening friend, I want to have a word with those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
可是我亲爱的朋友，我还有话要对至今还不认识主耶稣的人说。
This message is premature for you.
如果你觉得这些话对你来说太深奥。
Because if you do not know Jesus Christ as the Savior of your soul,
那是因为如果你不接受耶稣基督做你生命的救主，
Your whole life is full of anxiety.
你整个人生都会充满焦虑。
Your whole life is full of emptiness.
你整个生命都是空虚无意义的。
Your whole life is full of guilt and feelings of guilt.
你一生都在罪疚感中活着。
Your sin is condemning you.
你的罪天天都在控诉你。
Your conscience is condemning you.
你的良心时时都在谴责你。
And you are destined for a life of anxiety unless you come to Jesus Christ.
如果你不来认识这位耶稣基督，你注定要在焦虑的煎熬下度日。
And he is calling you today.
耶稣今天正在呼唤你。
Will you come to him?
你愿意归向他吗？
Will you say to him, Lord Jesus, forgive my sins?
你愿意对主说，主耶稣，赦免我一切的罪。
Accept me in your kingdom.
带领我进入你的国度。
And Jesus promised that he will give you eternal life.
而耶稣应许过，一定会赐给你永远的生命。
And that he will forgive all of your sins.
他也一定会饶恕你一切的罪。
And then write to us and tell us of your decision.
盼望你能够来信告诉我们你的决定。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
全能的创造。
是的，我们的焦虑大都是从骄傲而产生的，因为我们害怕去面对自己的软弱，尤其是别人的论断与评价，常常的活在别人的期望中。其实，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，真正能够审判人的只有神。我们不要被魔鬼撒旦的谎言所欺骗，而自己来定自己的罪。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
时候说无事。